Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. If you missed any of our Daryl Green interview, get on that Odyssey app and hit rewind. He was fantastic. For Daryl to talk about how he can't catch was just hysterical, man.
Like, I had known I could have helped him, man. Damn. That one time I went work out with him, Jay, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, your legs were cooked, right?
Bro, the dude, so you've ever been to George Mason?
The soccer field. Big hill?
The soccer field, they go one up. You got like one, two, three soccer fields. Run across one, go up the hill, run across another, go up the hill,
right.
Run across, and then you finish up. Did that like three or four times before you run the 10 300s.
10 300s?
That's before you work out.
Wow.
I finished the 300s. I was like, what else we doing? I was like, I'll see y'all later.
Are you sprinting a 300?
You go on stride. You're running for time, so it's not your fastest, but you're running it for time. And then he does all this quick feet stuff and all that. I'm like, my game is power, though. I'm going to go lift some weights. But I did do some stuff with him. I remember he told me, say, dude, you don't – once you get off, you take about a week or so, and then you get right back on it. So you don't lose too much weight. I mean, you don't gain too much weight. Because I remember the first year I came to this thing, I was 204 pounds, right? Came back, I was about 225, 230.
Yeah.
Then the rest of the time I would come back 2-3 pounds, fluctuate. Sometimes I was under my weight because I had been working out the whole time based off of what he and Art Mark told me.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. It's cool to think of, you know, when you talk about being a young player and you had Daryl and you had Art and you had Ernest Biner, Monty Coleman. Like, when you think about this team, this draft class, right? Mm-hmm. And they come in, and you've got Ertz, and you've got Eckler, and you've got Wagner.
Louvu.
Yeah, man. Like, there's some real veterans mm-hmm. that know what it is required. Even on that line, Allegretti, Wiley, Lucas, mm-hmm. like those guys have been around, man.
Yeah.
Biotish, for sure.
But it's like you have to have those veteran guys, but it's also important to have guys like Samuel Steele, Daniels, you know what I mean? Coleman. Guys who are workers, who have that level of respect, because you know what those other young guys do? They begin to try to emulate exactly what those guys are doing. If you got everybody doing the same thing, your team's going to be damn good.
Sure.
So, you know, you got to, like, everybody always like try to get the young. They want to get young. They want to get old. I want to have a little bit of everything, sprinkled around.
Sure.
Kind of like gumbo. Got a little something everything in there, man.
Yo, I agree, man. I think the Packers made the philosophy famous of having like a finite amount of over 30-year-old players on their roster. And I think eventually it came to bite them. Because if you are so locked into numbers – you got to be able to take in the whole picture.
Yeah.
It's similar to analytics versus, like, understanding kind of the entirety of it.
If I have a guy 30 years old, 31 years old, still producing at a very high level, and I know I could trust in him, you think I'm going to let that guy go for a young dude who comes along who may be a little faster, but he's not more consistent. I don't know if he's going to show up or not. You know what I'm saying? I can't completely trust him. Why would I get rid of that for the other guy? I'll try to keep both on my team because the older guy may be able to help this young dude become what he is.
Dude, you know how the Commanders win over the Bears kind of just broke the Bears' season? I mean, the Bears completely imploded after the Hail Mary. Mm-hmm. I think Washington beating Detroit might kind of break Detroit in the playoffs.
Detroit lost to the offense coordinator.
They lost their offensive coordinator.
Probably going to lose the defense coordinator.
Looks like they're going to lose their defense coordinator.
They're going to lose some of those coaches, probably.
Their D-line coach, Terrell Williams, this is just reported. Terrell Williams is going to leave Detroit to go be the Patriots defensive coordinator. You got to figure Ben Johnson and Glenn will take people.
Yeah. Now you're going to see the relationships of Dan Campbell, which I expect him to have, how he's going to be able to bring people in that can fill those positions and be as close or better. Because you don't want nobody going to be way below. You want somebody to be damn near what they were or possibly better. Will he be able to get other people like that?
Just to tie the loop on that Hail Mary, if you remember that game, the Commanders and the Bears were 4-2 going into that. Washington wins on the Hail Mary. You know how many straight losses Chicago had after that game?
7 or 8.
10.
Damn, 10?
Yo, they were 4-2 going into that week, and then they were 4-12 going into week 18 against Green Bay before Damn. They won again.
Damn. You talk about that shut them down.
I saw this on Twitter, so I want to perhaps – I don't know that I'm shutting something down, but I'm going to give my opinion anyway. Both Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell are able to go through. The Eagles are holding a walkthrough today. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, they're doing a walkthrough because those guys can't go. No, I'm guessing they're doing a walkthrough because it's January 22nd. Mm-hmm. And they've already played this team twice. Like, I think enough people are familiar with enough of the factors here mm-hmm. that they would be doing a walkthrough regardless.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they do. And it's Wednesday anyway, people.
Like, we'll learn a lot more when the injury report comes out. I'd expect that out a little later this afternoon. But I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if Hurts doesn't play.
I'm with you on that. I think he's going to go. I think even if the knee is banged up, he's going to go. Because they got some magnificent medicine that works around injuries and all that type of thing.
Agree.
And he's a tough dude. He's strong as hell. He's going to try it.
He may be limited, and if he is limited, that's a big advantage for Washington. Mm-hmm. But I think he's going to play.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.